Some say the best planned city in the world is Curitiba, the eighth largest metropolis in Brazil and the capital of the state of Paraná. And much of the credit goes to the charismatic architect and urban planner Jaime Lerner, who was mayor of Curitiba three times and twice the governor of Paraná. The path to sustainable success, he says, is often found in doing simple things quickly that enhance the life of a city. Now in his eighth decade and retired from politics, Jaime Lerner has traveled the world and documented some ways various cities create pleasant and sustainable atmospheres in a book called Urban Acupuncture. And if you want to improve your city, here's some of his advice.
Begin by drawing your city. Are you a regular customer of the stores and services facing along the street? Congratulations. You are now a citizen.
Now, your book isn't so much a manual about how to make a city sustainable, more sustainable, but it's more of an ode to those little things that make a city vibrant. Pinpricks, you call them. So why did you choose to write a book that focuses on these tiny little details?
I didn't want to write a manual because I wanted to provide the people the sense of what makes a city. I love a saying that I saw in Mexico City in a small square. Better the grace of imperfection than the perfection without grace. People have so many ideas, and there's so many things that can make people happier. I give an example. In my city, we had a dentist. At the end of the week, Friday afternoon, he went to his window. He was a good clarinet player, and he played a concert. And the people, they knew that every Friday afternoon, this guy is giving a concert of clarinet. It's not works. It's about feelings. Feeling a city. Sometimes to make a change in a city takes time. And the process of planning takes a lot of time. Sometimes it has to take time. But you can, through local interventions, pinpricks, you can start to give a new energy to a city. And you could do it very fast. In my city, when we realize that 75% of carbon emissions are related to the cities, and the half of the problem is the car, we made a big change on public transport. It was said at that time that every city that should approach 1 million should have a subway. We didn't have the money for a subway, and we started to think, what is really a subway? It's a system of transport that has to have speed, less stops, and good frequency. You shouldn't wait more than 1 minute or 2 minutes. So we started to understand, why not on surface? And in 1974, we started one line, 50,000 passengers a day.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. Now we are transporting 2,600,000 passengers a day. And the subway in London, 3 million people. And the cost, 50 times less per kilometer. We don't have to wait for money. Too much money interferes. You can do it immediately and benefit people immediately.
Today in Curitiba, there are different kinds of buses, including giant ones that can carry 270 people on the exclusive roadways where cars aren't allowed. Passengers pay their fares as they enter a tubular shelter, so when the bus comes, it doesn't have to wait while someone fumbles for change. The Curitiba Speedy Bus is celebrated around the world as a model system for cities trying to do more with less to create attractive and rapid public transit. And to face both congestion and climate change, Jaime Lerner says we have to deal with our addiction to the car.
I wrote a book 20 years ago for teenagers trying to explain the city. And there was a character, Otto, the automobile. So I wrote, Otto is a very egotist guy, a guy who came to a party and he only transports one or two or three people. And he came to a party, never wants to leave. And he drinks a lot. And at the same time, he's a very demanding person because every time more freeways, more freeways. But the car has become the cigarette of the future.
The cigarette of the future?
Yes, because, you know, when it started all over the world to forbid to smoke, nobody expected that reaction. I'm not saying you're not having a car. We still have cars for trips, for leisure, but for daily routine itinerary, there's only one way, public transport.
What does a city need to do in order to have a rich life, to be environmentally responsible, socially fun, politically functional? What does a city need to do to get it right?
I think a city has to give opportunity to everything. Music, poetry. In my state, it's 399 municipalities. We didn't have money, for instance, for a small city of 4,000 people to have a theater. So what we did, we organized a cultural convoy with 10 buses, recycled buses. One bus was recycled for theater, the other for dance, the other for music, the other for opera. And they traveled all around the state during 5 years. We had an average of 1,500 spectators every night. Or another example. When I was governor, we want to clean our bays. It's very costly. What was our solution? It's a question of co-responsibility. We made an agreement with the fisherman. If the fisherman catches the fish, it belongs to him. If he catches garbage, we buy the garbage. If the day was not good for fishing, they went to catch garbage. And the more garbage they catch, the cleaner the bay become. The cleaner the bay is, more fish they'll have. I'm sure that every city has such smart solutions.
I asked Jaime Lerner to read a passage from his new book.
The great city must have a silhouette. The color of the sea seen from the terrace of Amanda's bar in San Juan. The dignity of Via de Calzaioli in Florence. The hazy mornings of my great Curitiba. I think of the Art Nouveau marquee of a building in Paris. In London, the grace of small scale. In New York, you always have the feeling that you're just starting out, an athletic blender of ideas where you are alone in the company of everyone else. In short, every city should have a personality or a melody that flows, because the city that I think of now will be with me forever.
Jaime Lerner, thank you so much. Your new book is called Urban Acupuncture, celebrating pinpricks of change that enrich city life. Thank you so much.
Thank you.